Riddle Me That is brought to you by Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Use creation tools right from your phone and your computer, and Anchor will distribute your podcast to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And it's free. And now, your host, Alex Riddle.
What is up, everybody? You're tuning in to the Riddle Me That podcast with your host, Alex Riddle. It's March, baby. It's March Madness. March Madness 2021 is officially a go. The bracket's just coming out on Sunday. What a beautiful selection Sunday it was. So what do you think we're going to talk about on the podcast today? You got it right. March Madness. We're going to talk about the bracket. Dark horses, sleepers, who's in my final four, who I think is going to win it all. We got it all here on the Riddle Me That podcast. Going to be a great show today. I didn't have a podcast last Thursday. I wanted to wait for the conference tournaments to wrap up so we go straight into March Madness. And that's what we're doing, an exclusive Riddle Me That Monday podcast to get your week going. We're also going to talk some NBA. The second half has just begun. Who's going to win it all? Who's going to win MVP? You'll hear it here on the Riddle Me That podcast. Let's get it going. So I want to hop right into March Madness here. It has now been officially 2 years since we've had March Madness. Last year, our hearts were ripped out when the news came that 2020 March Madness would be canceled. Lots of hopes and dreams from a bunch of the seniors just disappearing. We had Obi Toppin leading a Dayton squad that potentially had a Final Four run in them. I believe they could have made it, you know, really far, at least Elite Eight. You know, a run that Dayton usually, if they make the tournament, you know, usually they have like a Cinderella run, but they actually had expectations last year. You know, they won their conference tournament. They were ready to make a run, and it was taken away. We had the Butler Bulldogs featuring Kamir Baldwin, one of the best seasons in Butler history. Butler, ready to make a run. Taken away. But now we're here. We finally made it back through a COVID-regulated season. You know, each sport trying to push its way to the end. And we've had success. The MLB crowning the Los Angeles Dodgers to finish out their COVID season. We had NBA in the bubble last year. King James and the Lakers featuring Anthony Davis getting their championship. We had Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl, finishing out the NFL COVID-regulated season. And now it's March Madness's turn. We finally made it through an NCAA men's basketball season. It had its ups and downs. There was teams with taking COVID pauses. You know, it's different. So in the NBA, what they're doing is, you know, if you have COVID, they'll do a contact tracing. And if they believe anyone else is in danger of getting COVID, spreading COVID, they'll take that individual or individuals out of the game. It's a little different in college basketball. You know, they're getting paid to play. College is not. So if a single individual in a program, coach, player, whatever, mascot, it's a two-week break for that team. So we've had some. And so let's get right into it. It's going to be an interesting tournament with the way this is going. So what they're doing is a couple teams, for instance, Virginia, Kansas, Duke, all had to leave their conference tournaments, you know, just packed it up and left. In the middle of it, they were still in the tournament, but with COVID, they were out. So whoever was playing their opponent, in this case Georgia Tech against Virginia, got a free ride to the ACC championship. Texas against Kansas, free ride to the Big 12 championship. Florida State against Duke. Duke needed to win their conference tournament. That was probably the most disappointing one. I mean, fuck Duke. Nobody likes Duke. But it does suck that they won two rounds in the tournament. Were playing their best basketball probably all season, coming off a win against Louisville. And then not even getting a chance to play Florida State, who I think, you know, they're only 3-point underdogs. I think they had a really good chance of winning. Season's crushed. First time not making a tournament in like 20 years, maybe more. First time since 1976, Kentucky nor Duke has made the tournament. That's pretty historical. Two huge blue bloods not making it. But for teams like Texas and Georgia Tech, didn't seem to bother them. They took that win. They won their conference tournaments. So good for them. You know, they, you know, not easy coming off a free win. You know, I don't know how you react to that. They're probably like, fuck yeah, we'll take it. But back to what I was saying about the, so we're going to have replacement teams this year. So there's all the teams that were first four out, next four out, they're all on deck as replacement teams. So in the tournament, if a team gets COVID and has to get canceled, which I hope doesn't happen, I really hope that doesn't happen, that would really fuck things up. But if it does, there are replacement teams that will take that team's spot and play just so, you know, a team doesn't get a free ride. The only time a replacement team can't come in is in the Final Four. So that, I'm still kind of confused how it works. Like, if a team's in the Sweet 16 and gets COVID, does a team like Louisville just, I mean, they're like one of the first teams on deck. Colorado State, do they just slide into the Sweet 16 spot and go make a run? I don't know. I don't know if I like that, really. I would rather just have a team, I feel like, get a free win, because it's not really fair. I don't even know how you feel as a program. Like, you just enter two rounds into the tournament, and then you just are like, all right, well, going all the way. You know, I don't know how that's going to work. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be fucking crazy. But let's not think about the replacement teams. I'm trying to block all that out until it actually happens. You know, I'm really hoping that this Indianapolis bubble is going to work. But odds are some, there's 64 teams in the tournament, 68 counting the first four. I have a feeling something's going to happen. There's going to be some sort of team, couple teams that, you know, have a little COVID outbreak. And they're gonna have to get, and I just hope it's not my Gonzaga Bulldogs. If I get an alert saying that somebody on the Gonzaga organization has COVID, I might cry. You know, they're my team. They've always been my team. I've been picking them to win the national championship probably the last 10 years. And that's not changing anytime this year, baby. Gonzaga is going all the way. This is the headline of the tournament. There has been no team that has finished an undefeated season and won the championship since Bobby Knight's Indiana Hoosiers 1975-76. It's going to be Gonzaga. Gonzaga is going to go all the fucking way. Unless COVID hits them. That's the only way they're not going to win is COVID. They are the overall number one seed. They have to take advantage of this. This is their time. They have a reasonable schedule in the tournament. They have the players. They have the coach and Mark Few. It's their time. And so now I want to get into the bracket. COVID aside, it's been a hell of a season. But it's time to get into the nitty-gritty of this year's March Madness. And I want to start in the West region. Gonzaga's region, baby. The number one overall seed. And let's go straight through it. We're going to go straight through this bracket. It's Riddle Me That bracket exclusive show. So sit down, have a cup of Joe. If you're on your lunch break right now, grab a listen. It's going to be an awesome bracket predictor. Here we go. So yeah, I'm going to give the matchup. I'm going to say what I have on that team. Take my pick. Fade me. I don't give a shit. It's March Madness, baby. Every man for himself. So Gonzaga against the winner of Norfolk State, Appalachian State. We're taking the Zags, baby. Sorry, App State. Honestly, pretty good run for them this year, but I don't know if we get past Norfolk State. I don't know if we get past Norfolk State, Appalachian State. Probably going to be a good playing game. We're taking the Zags. Oklahoma, Missouri, 8-9, our first 8-9 matchup. Always the toughest. Always the toughest having an 8-9 matchup. Always the closest. We're going to take Austin Reaves on the Sooners. The Sooners, you know, kind of falling towards the end of the season. You know, they got up to a top 10 ranking. But, you know, they play a ton of tough games. You know, they drew Kansas in the second round of the Big 12 tournament. But Missouri, you know, Missouri impressed me early as well. They also got to a top 10, but they haven't impressed me as of late. I think this is going to be a great game. Oklahoma's going to take it in a barn burner. Creighton against UC Santa Barbara. Now, this is a tricky one. You know, all of a sudden, you know, you see it and you're like, Creighton. You know, Creighton's, you know, the more, I don't know anything about UC Santa Barbara, besides the fact that they are a 12 seed, which is kind of a high seed for a team that doesn't get a lot of attention, so it does kind of scare me. I'm taking Creighton, though. You know what? If UC Santa Barbara gets the win, I'll roll my cards with that. But I know Creighton, you know, made it to the Big East Championship. They did get blown up by Georgetown, but Georgetown's been playing some really great ball right now. I'm still taking Creighton, though. UC Santa Barbara, hit the road. Virginia, Ohio. This one's intriguing. Virginia is still in quarantine from the ACC tournament. I don't know. You know, I don't think they're going to be able to practice at all this week. I think they're literally quarantining until Friday. I'm taking Virginia still. I know some people taking Ohio because, you know, the COVID break, they're not getting any warmth. I like that pick. I have Virginia going to my Sweet 16. I do have them beating. I'm not trying to get into the next round yet, but I do have them beating Virginia. I wouldn't mind them losing the first round. I don't really care. But, you know, I don't know too much of Ohio. Maction always scares me. If it was a different team that I knew, like, you know, solid upset pick, I would take that team 100%. But I'm still rolling with Virginia. I think, you know, they came off a game-winning shot against Syracuse. Practicing or not, they're feeling good about themselves. I'm taking Virginia. USC against the winner of Wichita Drake. So the 6 against the 11. These are always fun. You know, the 6-11, 5-12s always have upsets in the making. I'm taking the winner of Wichita State and Drake. I think Drake's going to win that playing game. Wichita State's been very good this year. Didn't impress me in their loss against Cincinnati over the weekend. I thought that was a bad loss. Cincinnati, I think, is trash. Drake, you know, losing to Loyola, Chicago in the Missouri Valley tournament, you know, in the championship. I love Drake. I think they've been undervalued all season. You know, their record against the spread is unbelievable. They only had a few losses all season, a couple of those going to Loyola. I'm taking Drake to beat Wichita State and then to beat USC. USC is Evan Mobley, number 2 prospect in the land, but that doesn't matter. I saw him play against Colorado last weekend. You know, they did come back and get a loss at the end of the game, but didn't impress me. Drake, I'm taking them as the 11th seed. I love them. They're going to be, you know, a good money line there. I'm taking Drake. Drake over USC. Kansas against Eastern Washington. I'm going to roll Jayhawks here. You know, I'm not thinking too hard about this one. Eastern Washington having a good year winning their conference out west. But it's going to be Kansas. I don't see Kansas losing to Eastern Washington. I feel like, you know, too big of an upset there. Kansas has been here, done that. Kansas over Eastern Washington. Oregon against VCU. You know, usually I always take VCU, you know, every season. You know, they're always like a 7 to 10 seed range. I'm taking Oregon. Oregon, you know, has been great as of late. They did lose to Oregon State pretty badly in the Pac-12, but Oregon State did win the Pac-12. They're hot. Or, you know, rivalry there. Oregon, better team than VCU. VCU not going to be able to keep up with Oregon's offense. Both teams very, this will be a high-scoring game, I think. I think it's going to be a lot of points. VCU not having the defense and the playmakers down the stretch to take out Oregon. I'm taking Oregon to win this game. Iowa against Grand Canyon. Iowa all day. I don't know why I paused right there. I wasn't thinking about it. I was just thinking, you know, Grand Canyon, you know, playing some pretty decent teams early on, but Iowa's not losing to Grand Canyon. Luca Garza, he's a beast. Iowa trying to make a run. Easy dubs for Iowa over Grand Canyon. Next region. Let's see what region we got here. We got the East region, Michigan's region here. First round, Michigan playing the winner of Mount St. Mary's, Texas Southern. Texas Southern, hot. You know, hot team. Michigan, one of the best teams in the country. Tag them. Michigan Blue, baby. LSU against St. Bonaventure. The Bonnies. LSU losing to Alabama on a heartbreaking last shot. You know, missed tip by LSU to win the SEC championship. Bonnies beating VCU handily in the championship. Bonnies are impressing this year. It's all been about the Bonnies. Me and the boys all on the Bonnies train all season. And that's not going to stop now. We are taking the Bonnies over LSU. Big dubs with the Bonnies. LSU, maybe make that tip shot. You get a higher seed. Don't play the Bonnies first round. That's a tough round. That's going to be a hell of a game, though. Great 8-9 matchup. Bonnies, though, take it. Colorado against Georgetown. As I said before, Georgetown just winning the Big East tournament. And they're now a 12 seed. They had to win the tournament to get in. You know, they had a rough start this year. Then they have an unbelievable run in the Big East. I can't believe they're here. Buffalo's losing in the Pac-12 championship to Oregon State. Oregon State is hot. I love the Buffaloes. I was going to take them. But I'm taking Georgetown. I'm going with the 12-5 upset. I think they're hot. It's a tough first round for Colorado. I'm sorry, Bill. My dad, Billy Boy Rydell, is actually taking Colorado in his Final Four. He's a Colorado alumni. He used to live in Colorado his whole life. So he's taking the Buffs. So it's kind of a win-win here. You know, he took him after I took Georgetown, so I didn't want to fade Billy Boy. I wasn't trying to fade him, but I did. So if Georgetown wins, you know, I'm happy for the bracket. If they lose, though, I'm rooting for Colorado. You know, I'm rooting for him to make a run for Billy Boy. He wants it. You know, he's feeling it. He just went for it. Got to respect that. But Georgetown, 12-5 over Colorado. Book it. Florida State against UNC Greensboro, 4-13. I'm taking Florida State here. Greensboro looking great. Won their conference tournament. Actually looked like they could be an upset team. If you're looking for a 13th seed, I do like Greensboro. But I'm taking FSU. You know, I've taken FSU all season. They've been solid. Lost in Georgia Tech in the ACC championship. But I like them. They're solid. They have everybody. Scotty Barnes, MJ Walker. You know, they got a great coach in Leonard Hamilton. You know, I like them. They have size. They got depth. Florida State, taking them. BYU against the winner of Michigan State, UCLA. This could be a great matchup regardless. I like Michigan State winning that game against UCLA. I think, you know, that's going to be a great game. That's like a 1-point line. That's a first four game. But win or lose, BYU really impressing me over their last game against Gonzaga. Shot 72% in the first half. Would have beat most teams in the country, maybe every team in the country that game, besides Gonzaga, who ended up coming back in the second half. BYU, I think, is underrated. They got great size and Matt Harms. They got Alex Barcello, who's been a beast. BYU, first round, book it. Texas against Abilene Christian. This is just a funny matchup. Like, I was like, someone was like, oh, Abilene Christian getting a bid, which kind of scares me because there's just no one's talking about them. But I'm taking Texas. Texas isn't losing the first round to, it's labeled Abil Christian. Yeah, we're taking Texas. UConn, Maryland. This is an intriguing matchup. This is going to be a real close game here. Maryland really impressing me against Michigan, but not down the stretch. Played an awful second half. Was shooting too many threes. UConn, I feel UConn has that magic. I picked them to win the Big East. They did lose to Creighton in the semifinals. They should have won that game. Couldn't do it. I love Bo Knight. Kind of has like that Kemba Walker magic associated with UConn. So for that very reason, I'm taking UConn. UConn's going to beat Maryland in that first round, but it's going to be a hell of a game. It's going to be a close game. I feel a lot of people are going to take Maryland in that first round. It could go either way. It really could, but I'm sticking with my Huskies. Alabama, Iona. Call me crazy, but Richard Pitino, coach of Iona, has led four teams to Final Four. Pitino's back. We're rolling with Iona, baby. We are taking down Roll Tide. I think Roll Tide is overrated. I was going to have UConn beating Alabama in the second round. Anyway, so fuck it. I'm rolling with Iona. I think Bama, yeah, they're a top 10 team. When's the last time Bama's been seeded this high in a tournament? I think they're going to choke. Iona comes in with nothing to play for. Pitino knows how to get done. He actually beat Alabama on his original team. What team did he originally coach for? I don't remember the team he coached for back like 30 years ago. He did beat Bama in the tournament, so if history is rewriting itself, it's going to happen today. So, fuck it. Iona all the way to the round of 32. Adios, Roll Tide. In the next region, we have the South. We have Baylor's region. So, Baylor's taking on Hartford first round. Baylor. Baylor dubs right there. Hartford, don't even know who they are. We're taking Baylor. Next matchup, though, already. North Carolina taking on Wisconsin. Oh, man, it's a tough matchup here. I've been rolling with the Badgers all season. They were doing me great wonders in the beginning. Then they started not to. They had an unbelievably tough conference. All right, game after game. I feel like they played Iowa 20 times this season. I think they're battle-tested ready. I'm taking them over the Tar Heels. It's a toss-up game. I have either one of them losing the next round anyway, so not a huge deal here. It's going to be a great game. UNC, I also liked. You know, almost beat Florida State to go to the ACC Championship. So it could go either way. I'm going with the experience, though. Wisconsin, tons of seniors. Don't know if they want to go out on the first day of the tournament. I'm taking Wisconsin here. 5-12 here. Villanova against Winthrop. I love this matchup here. I love me some Winthrop Eagles. I'm loving the 12 seeds this year. Nova losing their guard, Gillespie. I knew that was going to affect him in the Big East tournament. I bet on him anyway, and Georgetown took him out. So I'm not making the same mistake twice. I'm taking Winthrop in the first round. Fuck it. Winthrop was good last year. They're back this year. They barely lost any games this year. I know their competition was weak, but they look good. I'm taking the Winthrop Eagles. They have nothing to lose. Nova, adios. Purdue against North Texas, 4 against 13. We're taking the Boilermakers. Purdue's been solid this season. They end up, you know, getting a double bye in the Big Ten tournament. Lost in overtime to Ohio State. They were down 18. They came back. That showed me something. Purdue over North Texas all day. Texas Tech against Utah State, 6 against 11. This is an intriguing matchup. Utah State had a winning streak. They just lost to San Diego State. I like Texas Tech in this matchup, though. Utah State not playing enough competition down the stretch. I think they'll give Texas Tech problems. But Matt McClung and the Raiders, you know, Chris Beard, you know, they're good. They're solid coach at Texas Tech. They're going to get it done in the first round. They know how to win in the tournament at Texas Tech over Utah State. Arkansas against Colgate. 3 versus 14. You guys already know. Colgate, one loss all season. I know it's because of COVID. But they look good. They won their conference. Their net ranking, a top 10 net ranking in the country. I know that's affected because of the COVID. But I don't care. I'm taking Colgate over number 3 Arkansas. I think the SEC are frauds this year. I could be wrong. They might prove me wrong in this tournament. But no Kentucky this year. You know, if Alabama is the best team coming out, I'm not buying it. Arkansas and Alabama, 3-2 seeds. We're taking Colgate upset of the first round. I never take 14 seeds here, but I'm going on the limb this year. I'm saying fuck it. I'm just going for it. So Colgate over Arkansas, book it, book it, book it. Florida against Virginia Tech, 7-10 seed. This is going to be a great game. Florida actually opening up the tournament. They're actually the first game of a tournament. My roommate Coughlin, biggest Gators fan I know. I would never dare to bet against the Gators, and I'm not going to do it now. Gators over Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech slumping at the end of the season. Gators struggle at times to find their offense, but Castleton, their big guy, is going to lead them to victory. Gators over Virginia Tech. First game of the tournament, we're getting it going hot. Final game of the South region, we have Ohio State taking on Oral Roberts. Ohio State, Buckeyes all day. Oral Roberts, funny name, actually. You know, good little run in the tournament, but it's going to end very quickly when they take on the Buckeyes. Buckeyes all day. In the final region here, we have the Midwest region. We have Illinois region, the region everyone's been waiting for. And we have the first round, Illinois against Drexel. Drexel not making the tournament in millennials. Taking on an Illinois team that just won the Big Ten tournament against Ohio State. We're going U of I, baby. U of I all day. Drexel, you know, it's been a great ride for you guys, but it's going to end quite quickly when you take on Kofi Coburn, Dosunmu, and Underwood, U of I, all day. The 8-9 seed here. This is where things get just kind of out of control. We have Loyola Chicago featuring Sister Jean taking on Georgia Tech, who just won the ACC tournament. What a hell of a first-round matchup here. I live 15 minutes away from Loyola. You know, I'm all about their Final Four run a few years back. I should have him going to the Sweet 16. I didn't have him go any farther, but I did have him going far. We're rolling with Loyola here. They could definitely lose first round. Georgia Tech, solid defensively. Struggle to score at times, but they score enough where the defense is so good, it doesn't matter. That's going to be a hell of a game. It's going to be a one-possession game, but we're taking Loyola, which sucks because now it's U of I taking on Sister Jean in the runoff 32. I don't like that for either team. I want to see both of them go farther. But unfortunately, the committee said, no, you know, if they're both going to win, we're having a Chicago standoff in the second round. I'll get to that matchup in a little bit, but I have Illinois taking on Loyola in the round of 32. Next matchup here, we have another 5 against 12 seed. We have number 5 Tennessee, number 12 Oregon State. You already know. You already know who I'm taking. I said the SEC were frauds, and I'm sticking with that. Oregon State, just coming off a Pac-12 championship, getting their bid to the NCAA tournament. They're hot. They're going up against a Tennessee team with a solid defense, but they struggle to score. I'm telling you, they struggle to score. It'll drive you crazy. I'm taking Oregon State. I'm taking them. You know what? It's my third 12 seed. I pick them all about the 12 seeds this year. My problem in all my brackets in the past, I don't pick enough upsets. Everybody, it's in my bracket, you know, for the most part, takes straight chalk. And you know what? If I end up losing because that takes me upsets, that's fine. It's more fun. But I'm liking Oregon State here. Fuck it. They're hot. Tennessee, no offense, frauds, Oregon State. Oklahoma State, number 4 seed, taking on number 13 seeded Liberty. This is a tough matchup here. It's a tough first round for Cade Cunningham. I'm taking Oklahoma State in this matchup, but it's going to be a tough first round. For all you guys, I feel like a lot of people are taking Oklahoma State as their dark horse this year. I don't know if it's really a dark horse, but they are a 4 seed. I think they were underseeded, in my opinion. But if you have them going far, it's going to be tough because that first round is going to be scary as hell. Liberty, you know, won their tournament. I love Liberty, but I'm not taking them. I'm taking Oklahoma State. But Kate Cunningham's going to have to bring it. Otherwise, Liberty is going to have their number right away. That's going to be a tough game. But we're taking Oklahoma State, baby. Kate Cunningham's really impressed me. Went all the way to the Big 12 championship. Did get smoked by Texas, but Texas is a damn good team. We're riding Oklahoma State. Next matchup, we have San Diego State 6 seed taking on 11 seed Syracuse. San Diego State winning a bajillion games in a row heading into the tournament. But Syracuse, man, you cannot go against Syracuse when they're a high seed like that. High is in, you know, 11-12 range, not like, you know, a 4-5. We're taking Syracuse. Buddy Boeheim has impressed the hell out of me. They almost took out Virginia, the 1 seed in the ACC tournament. Lost in a buzzer-beating 3. They've looked damn good as of late. We're riding Syracuse as an 11 seed. San Diego State not playing enough teams. You know, ever talks about Gonzaga not playing enough teams? How about San Diego State? Who have they beat this year? I don't even know. The one time I bet on San Diego State against Utah State, they sucked. So I think they're frauds. We're taking Syracuse. Let's go Orange. West Virginia against 14. So 3 seeded West Virginia taking on 14 seeded Morehead State. Oh, man. I'm taking West Virginia, but Morehead State, man, they looked damn good against Belmont and Eastern Kentucky in their championship. They haven't played for a couple weeks because, you know, their conference tournament was so early, but Morehead State, dangerous 14 seed. But we're taking West Virginia. No, I got West Virginia going pretty far. I'm riding the Mountaineers. I love Miles McBride, Sean McNeil. Disappointed me against Oklahoma State, but they're right there. They're a good team. They got to keep their offense going. They got to keep feeding the big man Culver. West Virginia should be fine if they take care of business against Morehead State. Number 7 seeded Clemson taking on 10 seeded Rutgers. Rutgers, this is their first tournament. I think it might be the first tournament appearance like ever or in like 50 years or something. One of the two, I don't remember. Regardless, we're taking Rutgers. Clemson, frauds, been overseeded this whole season. Rutgers did get smoked by U of I to end their season, but they were playing great ball before that. Rutgers, up and down team this year, started off super hot, then got really cold, but then picked it up again just in time. We're going Rutgers, representing the Big Ten. I haven't losing next round to Houston, but for the time being, Rutgers, you're advancing, maybe. Ron Harper Jr. leading the squad. That brings us to the last matchup. Number 2 seeded Houston taking on 15 seeded Cleveland State. I'm telling you guys, I know I took a 15 seeded team earlier with Iona. I almost took Cleveland State in this. Houston looked great this year, but like I said, not playing a ton of competition. They did smoke Texas Tech earlier this year, so they do have a very good team. I watched them play, but they've struggled at times. They lost to Eastern Carolina one game. That's like their first loss in the season, so they are vulnerable to losing. They haven't played competition. So if Cleveland State, you know, comes out firing, watch out for Cleveland State in this matchup. I think they might have something to say before this tournament's undone. So that's the whole round of 64 right there. We are now going to take it to the round of 32. If you're still listening, I love you guys. You know, this is my favorite time. This might be my favorite podcast to do ever, just talking about every matchup ever in the bracket. So we're going to keep it rolling. If you're listening, you know, like I said before, take my picks, fade me. I don't give a shit. I'm having a great time doing this. Let's go. The fact that we're having a tournament this year is unbelievable. So let's go, Hoops. Let's keep it rolling. Back to the West region, we have Gonzaga taking on Oklahoma. So 1-8 in this matchup here. We're taking Zags. Like I said before, Zags are my national champion. I already announced it. You guys already know if you know me. That's a tough first round or second round matchup, though. I don't like having to play Oklahoma. You know, they're a solid team. They got boys on deck, let me tell you. So that's going to be a very intriguing second round matchup. Hopefully Gonzaga can survive and move on to Sweet 16. Creighton against Virginia. Love this matchup here. I really want to pick Creighton in this matchup. But I'm taking Virginia. You know, I'm kind of being a seed whore here. You know, they're seeded four. They're solid. You know, they're only out because I think they would have won the ACC tournament if they didn't get COVID. But that also, yeah, will the COVID, will they even be here in this situation? Can they get past Ohio with being quarantined? But I'm rolling with Virginia here. They're the last champions. You know, not that champions ever, you know, really repeat ever, but I like Virginia. You know, I think Creighton, you know, their offense disappears at times. They kind of act like frauds. But that's going to be a great game if that happens. We're taking Virginia, though. Next round matchup, we have Wichita State / Drake. Hopefully Drake in the situation. I'm taking Drake over Kansas here. I think Kansas, you know, I loved them early in the season. And then they started stinking. But then they got better. You know, McCormick's a beast. They're a big guy. They have some three-point shooters. But Drake is, I love Drake. I think this is a perfect matchup for Drake. You know, they have some size down low. They have the ball movement. They're patient. Kansas can get impatient at times. You know, they're probably going to overlook Drake. That's what Kansas does. We're taking Drake to go to the Sweet 16. That's my first, you know, double-digit seed making it far. Let's go Drake, baby. I love what they've done this season. Oregon against Iowa. Also an intriguing matchup here. Oregon, you know, such a weird team. They have the guys. They have Chris Duarte. They have a squad. But they're going against the Iowa team that's just too good. You know, Shane Bohannon, Shooter, Luka Garza, as I said before. I was taking Oregon down this one. Oregon not, you know, showing me that they can make a deep run this year. I actually love Oregon in the tournament, you know. But I like Oregon when they're like a 12 seed, you know, Peyton Pritchard, Oregon. They don't have a Peyton Pritchard this year. So then for that reason, we're taking Iowa to advance to the Sweet 16. In the East region, Michigan's region. You guys are going to think I'm crazy on this one. Michigan against St. Bonaventure. As I said before, I've been riding the Bonnies all season. And we're going to continue to keep riding the Bonnies, baby. Bonnies upsetting Michigan in the second round. Michigan, you know, didn't have Isaiah Livers against Ohio State, but they didn't impress me that game. They've impressed me all season in the last couple games. Yeah, they beat Maryland, but they didn't look good at first. Bonnies are so hot. They're not scared of anybody. And if there's one 9 seed I'm picking to go farther, it's the Bonnie. I don't care who it is. Michigan might be the second best team behind Gonzaga, but fuck it. We're taking the Bonnies to upset number 1 seeded Michigan in the second round. Call me crazy, but we're riding the Bonnies train this year. We're riding the Bonnies train. Bonnies to the Sweet 16. Next round, we have 12 seeded Georgetown taking on Florida State. Tough matchup here. Really like both teams. Not sure if Georgetown will make it out of the first round. I have them winning. But I have Florida State winning this game. Just in case, you know, I don't want to, you know, first round, I already have my Sweet 16 team out. Georgetown could, you know, I know a lot of people that are taking Georgetown far, but we're taking Florida State in this matchup. Scotty Barnes leading us to victory. BYU, Texas. Going to be a great matchup here. This is a fucking awesome matchup. Pretty even teams here. But we're going Texas over the Mormons. The Mormons aren't going to be able to withstand the Texas offense. Texas, too big down low. Jericho Sims, not going to let Matt Harms boss him around. Texas all day in this matchup. But it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a highly competitive game. UConn against Iona. Sexiest matchup on the board right now. UConn, I told you before, loving myself some boat night in the tournament. Iona, great storyline. Taking down Alabama in the first round, but it's going to be UConn taking out Iona in the second round, advancing to the Sweet 16 where the Huskies strive, baby. In the South region, Baylor against Wisconsin. Wow. Love this matchup. But we're taking Baylor. Baylor, too good. Wisconsin, don't know if they can beat North Carolina in the first round. So for that reason, also, I'm not advancing to the Sweet 16. I'm so confident the Bonnies win that first game that I might take the Bonnies. Nah, I'm not taking the Bonnies in my Final Four, but we are having them upset Michigan, so, you know, that kind of goes against what I'm saying here. But, yeah, Baylor against Wisconsin. I'm taking Baylor, the better team here. Wisconsin, not enough offense to withstand Baylor. Winthrop-Purdue here. I love this matchup here. That is a sexy matchup. Winthrop-Eagles taking on Purdue Boilermakers. But it's going to be Purdue. Trevon Williams, too much down low. He's a big boy. I love myself some Purdue. Coughlin, first instincts here, said he wants to take Purdue far. I probably took Purdue farther than him. I wasn't sure. But after the game against Ohio State, Purdue's for real. They got all the weapons. They got the defense. They got the size. Purdue in this matchup. Texas Tech against Colgate. Another gross but sexy matchup here. Grinded out teams. But we're taking Texas Tech. Matt McClung and the Red Raiders. Too much for Colgate. Great storyline with Colgate. Going to get a first-round win over Arkansas. Not good enough to take out Texas Tech. In our final matchup of that Reach South region, we have Florida taking out Ohio State. What a classic matchup. This is like old-school Final Four here. Joakim Noah and coming like Greg Oden on the Ohio State. I love this matchup here. But it's all about the Buckeyes. Dwayne Washington, too much shooting on the outside. E.J. Liddell, too much scoring on the inside with a little slash of Patrick Young down low. Buckeyes take this in a decently close game, but Florida not enough firepower to withstand Ohio State. Sweet 16, we're here, baby. Sweet 16 matchups here. In Gonzaga's region, we have Gonzaga taking on Virginia. So I'm just going to go through the rest of each region straightforward to get to the Final Four, so we go through that. I know I'm getting horny on these topics, but you know, we gotta go through Rose Bracket. Everyone needs to know what's going on in Rose Bracket so they can, as I said before, pick or fade me. Probably fade. That's fine with me. I don't want you on my side. Gonzaga, Virginia. This is a rematch of the game earlier they played this season. Gonzaga blowout. It's going to be a little closer this time since it's Sweet 16, but nonetheless, another Gonzaga 15-point victory. Too much firepower, Virginia. Not enough offense. Keith Clark and Hauser can only do so much. Gonzaga rolls. Which Drake against Iowa. Man, this is just a rivalry game right here. Drake coming out of Des Moines, Iowa, Iowa City. Never thought you'd see a Sweet 16 matchup like this. We're going Iowa. You know, Iowa on a mission this year. Look at Garza, player of the year. Too good. Just got his jersey retired. He's not going to stop now. Iowa's going to take down Drake, but it's going to be a battle of the Iowans. I don't know how you say it, like the Iowinians. I don't know. But it's going to be Iowa in this matchup, which leads to an Elite Eight matchup against Gonzaga, Iowa. Another rematch from their game played earlier this season where Gonzaga blew them out. Going to be a hell of a lot closer this time now that the stakes are higher and that Iowa wants a revenge game. It's going to be a one-possession game most of the game, but it's going to be too much offense from the Zags on the stretch. Gonzaga wins by 5 to 10 points, taking them to my Final Four. My first Final Four team, Gonzaga Bulldogs, baby. Next matchup, we have Florida State taking on St. Bonaventure, baby. What a matchup this will be. Bonnies just beating Michigan. Want to go even further, but that's where their journey ends. Florida State, Scotty Barnes, MJ Walker, too much for the Bonnies. Florida State going to my Elite Eight in a close matchup here. In my other Sweet 16, we have Texas taking on UConn. Love this matchup. Kind of a random matchup here, but I like it. It's sexy. But we're taking Texas. Hook 'em. You know, Boat Knight, only a Sweet 16 team in my mind. Texas, too much firepower. They've been hot lately, winning the Big 12. I love myself some Texas. We're taking Texas, which leads me to my Elite Eight matchup of Florida State taking on Texas. Damn, that's a good matchup. Another barn burner here. But we're going Texas, baby. Texas, Texas, Texas. They're my second Final Four team. Looking great down the stretch. They got, you know, Ramey, Jones, Jericho Sims. I love that team. Shaka Smart is their coach. He knows how to get it done in the tournament. We're taking Texas to beat Florida State in the Elite Eight, taking on Gonzaga in the Final Four. So I got two of my Final Four teams here. Two more to go. Sweet 16 matchup in the South. We have Baylor taking on Purdue. My roommate Coughlin here. Coughlin seems he has Baylor winning it all. I got Baylor losing in the Sweet 16 to Purdue. Purdue, I'm taking your cough instinct. I'm going against your cough instinct and taking your own cough instincts against it. Purdue Boilermakers going to the Elite Eight. I don't know how I'm here, but we're here. I think the Boilermakers have what it takes to go far. Solid team. I love Trayvon Williams. He's the real deal. First team, all big time. Too much size for Purdue. Gets it done in a two-point game. Ohio State against Texas Tech. Hell of a matchup here. Hell of a matchup. I like both teams. Going to be a one-possession game, but we're taking Ohio State. Dwayne Washington, game winner, to take them to an Elite Eight matchup. A rematch against Purdue. They've played them three times this year. Purdue holds the series 2-1. It's coming again. Big Ten is going far in this tournament. They're by far the best conference. A rematch of the Big Ten tournament. It's going to be Ohio State taking on Purdue again. when it matters, two regular season losses, going to be two postseason wins for Ohio State to take it to the Final Four. So far I have Gonzaga, Texas, Ohio State. And here's the last region, the Illinois region. We have U of I taking on Oklahoma State. So let's see here. So here's the round 32 matchups. We have U of I taking on Sister Jean and Loyola. We're going U of I here. It sucks that Sister Jean has to play U of I first or second round, but it has to be done. U of I taking this one home, representing Chicago. Oregon State against Oklahoma State, the battle of the states. Oregon State, great run this year. Kate Cunningham, he's the real deal. I'm taking him against Oregon State. Having a matchup with U of I and Oklahoma State, what a hell of a matchup that'll be. Syracuse against West Virginia. We're taking the Mountaineers here. Syracuse, great run with Buddy Boeheim. You're going to get an upset win over San Diego State, but it's going to end. There's too much firepower in West Virginia, too much size. We're taking West Virginia over Syracuse in a fairly contested matchup. And finally, we have Rutgers against Houston. This is going to be a gross but sexy matchup here. Both teams, very similar play style. Too much firepower in Houston, in my opinion. Too many weapons. We're taking Houston in this one. Rutgers, I think, could also lose first round to Clemson. I don't think they will. I think Clemson are frauds, but Rutgers don't have enough to beat Houston. U of I taking on Oklahoma State, Houston taking on West Virginia. Two great matchups in the Sweet 16 here in the Midwest region. But we're taking U of I over Oklahoma State and Cade Cunningham. Not enough firepower outside of Cade to take on U of I. Too many weapons. Dosunmu, Kofi Coburn. We got a squad at U of I this year. Haven't been a tournament since 2013. Haven't gotten a bid. So they're ready to go all the way this year. And that's what I'm having them do. They're beating Oklahoma State. They're going to the Elite Eight. They're going to take on West Virginia. West Virginia is going to upset Houston. West Virginia, I love that matchup. West Virginia-Houston. Great weapons on both sides, but we're taking West Virginia in that matchup to take on U of I in the Elite Eight, where U of I is going to get it done, taking it to the Final Four, setting up a repeat Big Ten championship matchup against Ohio State. Don't know how that worked out. I just did. I found the loophole. That's going to happen. A rematch. And so that's my Final Four right there. We have Gonzaga taking on Texas, U of I taking on Ohio State. Elite Eight featuring Purdue, Ohio State, U of I, Iowa. We got a lot of Big Ten teams coming in my Elite Eight this year. I love the Big Ten. I think the Big Ten is legit. They have legit title contenders. And that's exactly what I'm doing. So that's my Final Four. As you already know, I have Gonzaga winning it also. Gonzaga's going to take down Texas. It's going to be a good game, but too much offense at Gonzaga. Texas does not have enough offense. They had the defense. Don't know if that'll be good enough to stop Corey Kispert from nailing threes, Suggs driving to the rim, slamming him down. So we're taking Gonzaga. And we're taking U of I. U of I is going to win again. You would think Ohio State would get that revenge game, but U of I knows Ohio State too well. They know their playing style. They know what they're about. They're not fazed by Ohio State. But Ohio State isn't fazed by U of I either. So that's going to be a hell of a game. Another one-possession game, in my opinion. But it's going to be Gonzaga taking on U of I in my championship. Most people are probably taking the Zags this year. They're hopping on the Riddle bandwagon for once. They're copying my pick. That's fine. But that's okay. Gonzaga winning a championship, it's all I've ever wanted. But it's a win-win here. If U of I gets a win, we do it for U of I. You know what? Can't go against the home state. I am going against the home state for my original pick, but I put myself in a win-win here. I'm happy with, I want the Zags win, but I'm happy with U of I also getting the win. Everybody will want U of I in that game. I'll be the outlier. But at the end of the day, I won't be mad. You know what? Illinois, I followed them all season. They've been a hell of a team to watch. I love everything about U of I. So I'm really hoping for the national championship matchup. Gonzaga against U of I. Maybe the storybook ending to a COVID season. Let's get it done, guys. Let's get it done. He just listened to the 2021 Riddle Me That March Madness bracket. Lock it in. Fade me. Do what you want. March Madness, baby. It's going down. So I said I would talk some NBA today. I'm going to do a quick little NBA section. We just did a 45-minute March Madness bracket, so no one really cares about the NBA right now, but I do want to give some predictions for this year. So who's going to win it all this year? That's what people ask me. They're like, oh, Riddle, who's going to win the NBA this year? That's a tough question. healthy Lakers team, Anthony Davis, LeBron. I'm taking the Lakers. You know, I'm not gonna go against that duo. Sorry for the stutter. I'm not gonna go against that duo though. I think they're the best team with those. I'm not liking their role players this year. They're not producing as much. But Anthony Davis being out changes everything. But no Anthony Davis though. If there's no Anthony Davis and you're asking me, who are you taking? I'm going to go with the Brooklyn Nets. You know, they're probably the second most obvious choice, but I don't see anybody beating a healthy Brooklyn Nets team besides a Lakers healthy team. I know it's the obvious choices. I don't like to take the most obvious picks, but it's kind of that time in the NBA. You know, most stars are going to win. I like the Nets role players. You know, Joe Harris, DeAndre Jordan. They just got Blake Griffin. So Nets aren't fooling around this year. I'm loving what they're doing. You know, Harden, actually an unbelievable addition for that team. It didn't look like it at first, but ultimately it was James Harden putting this team together. I'm taking the Brooklyn Nets if the Lakers aren't healthy. But if Anthony Davis and LeBron are a go, I'm taking the Lakers. So those are my two picks right there. MVP? Well, Joel Embiid was looking good until he got hurt recently. It's kind of lowered his chances. Another tough pick here. LeBron right up there for MVP again. Giannis not actually up there right now. Jokic would be my dark horse for the MVP. I think he's had an unbelievable season. Probably won't win, though. Luka was the favorite to start the year. Don't think he's going to win now. He's been picking it up as of late, but too little too late. I'm going to have to go with LeBron James. I feel like I'm sucking off the Lakers right now. Don't know why, but he is the reason, you know, they are where they're at right now. He's been having another amazing year. He doesn't get enough credit. I can't believe I'm the one saying that. You know, I used to hate LeBron James. I still am not the biggest fan, but he is an unbelievable player. He's taking that Lakers team. He's putting them on their back. So I'm going LeBron as my MVP this year. I think he's going to get finally what he deserves, another MVP. It's been a while. I feel like, you know, everyone's arguing, well, he can win every year. I'm like, well, then give it to him. He deserves it. He's the best player in the league. So Lakers-Nets is my final. I'm going to say that that's my finals prediction. And I'm going to say LeBron MVP. That's all the time we have today on the Riddle Me That podcast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We didn't do the Riddles rant today. No G4 Spotlight, no Flick, no Bet of the Week. That's strictly because it's a March Madness special. I gave you everything you needed to know. I gave you a billion picks just now, over 85 picks I just gave you. So those are my bets of the week, all of those bets for the next 3 weeks. So like I said before, take notes on those, pick against me, do what you want. That was a blast doing. I've never done a March Madness special before, so this just in, March Madness special officially launching on the Real Me That podcast. Tune in if you haven't already. I love all you guys. I hope you guys have a great March Madness. P.S. The boys are going to Vegas this weekend, my first ever Vegas trip for March Madness. So my only mission this week, get drunk, watch March Madness games, sit by the pool. It's going to be amazing. Have a weekend, everybody. Have a weekend. Let's go, Gonzaga. Let's go, Hoops. I'll see you guys next week. Real Daddy, out.